Welcome to the weekend version of the We Are Wrestling. This is a podcast
about wrestling.
No, this wrestling podcast is just fucking wild. Just fucking wild. Jesus, yeah. This is wild. This is Rampage.
Okay.
Let's start there.
Okay.
Hank Willa Yuta.
Yuta got destroyed.
Yes. Yuta did get destroyed. That's, like, it was so funny, like, especially at the end, where, like,
where you're like,
oh shit, it's like Wheeler's about to get the win, and Hangman just pops off with
Buckshot Lariat,
and it's like, well, that was anticlimactic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was so.
Dude, I was so fucking
baffled with.
Fuck.
Weird.
Yeah.
That all leads up to Moxley versus Hangman.
No holds barred.
Not last man standing like they should have did. Which they should have did.
Yeah. Like, they missed up opportunity there.
Yeah. Mr. Plus One.
And ready.
Basically said, yo.
Jericho
and Jericho's friends. Like, okay, I'm tired of this angle.
Yeah, they cut it short already.
Yeah. Then we had
say
a bunch.
Wait a minute. Bad guy here,
dude. Did you get the feeling that Eddie Kingston was a bad guy?
Not at all. Not at all.
Are you sure? Because I was very confused. Because I'm like, why is Eddie pissed?
I mean, like, he was trying to hint at it, but like, I don't feel like that. I feel like this is like a swerve. Like, he's not gonna get them.
I hope so.
I really hope so.
Yeah. He gets like out for himself. Like, so, his like king gimmick in Impact, you know?
Yes. Yes. Then we had Double J Lethal and Satnam Singh versus the best friend. I'm gonna be honest, this makes no fucking sense to me. Because they
one.
It's like, okay, you stole this golden glove. Ha ha. Yeah. They fuck.
Beats the best friends
and still keeps the golden globe. What's the point anymore?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Then we get
Britt.
Ruby Soho.
And Britt's telling Ruby.
Choice. You have to make a choice.
It's either going to be us or them.
So, us or them.
And
it's for in. It's like,
I'm just doing it right.
Whatever.
It's like so weird.
And like, fucking Britt came across now too. So like, now like, who the fuck is the bad guy?
I don't even fucking know.
So then we had Powerhouse Hobbs talk about how he's going to put people in a book of Hobbs.
Whatever.
He beat this guy in like 5 seconds and it was like, yeah, but you didn't do anything that was like, oh, this is the Powerhouse Hobbs thing. Ha ha. It was like, okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
So then we got Top Flight Security saying, yo, listen, we won that battle royal for all that.
That triple threat
title match, right? Yeah. Yeah, we're going to do that. And it's like, I literally was like, oh shit, they did win a battle royal to fight the champions. Why didn't nobody point that out before? This was so weird.
They had to get this win, apparently. So.
Dude, like, but they won the battle royal to fix all of that. What the fuck?
Like, here's what I see, right? I don't see them winning a trios title, but I see Top Flight. Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Yeah.
So then we get Swerve confronting Dustin.
And he starts talking shit about Dusty
and basically said, I can't your brother. He basically is like, fuck the roads. And to story on later on in the podcast.
Yeah. But, I thought you were going to say something about his mom, too. Like, yeah, I'm uncomfortable.
It's like weird. It's like. That's so weird.
Yeah.
So. The main of.
Jay Hager. Sakura.
But before that, we get Jade Cargill, her and Layla Gray.
Hey, the friend
of the show. I just want to say happy birthday to you. So,
talking about the 50th
thing, and little do we know, Red Velvet says, I'm going to be the one that beat you, so there's no 50th. So, me and you, let's run it. And I was like, okay.
Called it.
Yep.
Main event versus Jamie
Hayter. This match was fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
It was fucking great. It was like 10 times that I was like, oh shit, Emmy's gonna beat.
Emmy's gonna beat Jamie.
Oh shit, Emmy's gonna beat Jamie.
I'm like, it's gonna happen. And fucking spinning
lariat.
And she kicked. I'm like,
oh my god, are they gonna put the title on Emmy? I was literally fucked up for a second. But Jamie, yeah. Jamie hit the haterade and 1, 2, 3. Jamie gets to win. Fuck.
I mean, it's not fuck
like in a bad way, but it was like.
Like so good.
But.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad that Jamie won.
The leg is still like. I don't know why.
Fuck is that?
Fuck. But it was
pretty much happy either way.
Yes.
So then we get
Friday
Night SmackDown. And this
starts
some of the stuff. The show over. Solo Sikoa walks in first. Jimmy and Jay outside. And all of a sudden, a guy in a black hood went,
yo, it's me. It's me. I know I'm not supposed to be. I just wanted to let you know. Me.
I'm.
And Jay's like,
get out of here.
You don't want me to watch you here,
but just get out of here.
And then he shook his head.
And you're like, oh.
Renegade actually called
this part. Renegade said the same was going to be there on.
Yep.
So then we get the opening. Nobody.
Cross versus
Remy.
I feel like they didn't even promote this correctly, but yeah.
They did, but like at the same time, we. So it's like now I doubly don't care because it would have been better if Cross would have won the match.
Exactly.
It just was so
really good shit.
Like they started a feud for nothing, like you know.
Yes, nothing at all.
Basic
bullshit
segment where Austin Theory comes.
Then the New Day comes out,
also talk shit. And then we have The Miz come out, also talking more shit. And then we have come out. Well, no, we have Bob Lash come out. And then we have Brock Lesnar. And everybody just fights. Everybody just fights. And Brock just kills Bob.
Setting up actually that will be played out.
Yep.
What do you perceive that? But yeah.
Okay, later? Okay.
Yes. So then we get Lacey Evans returning again. Haha, Lacey Evans.
Like with the woman's
rights and the woman's wrongs. And she beats up somebody. And it's like, okay, yeah. And
Lacey gets the win. Brady boots them
fucking Ninja Turtles. What the fuck?
How about that? At this point, she's basically Ed Leslie.
Basically,
oh my god, yes.
Yeah.
Oh my
god. For you that don't know, Bruce about Beefcake, fucking Zodiac Man, and so on and so forth. He's had a million gimmicks.
A zillion gimmicks. Fucking hell.
So.
Bro's promo talking about they're gonna be in a tag match in a minute. And then
it's coming to Royal Rumble.
Okay. He's gonna be there. Okay, we got it. Yes, just remember Cody is gonna got it. So
the Banner Bros come up
for a tag team match. But the War Raiders just show up and
now they're not
in the tag team tournament.
Hey, we should win by forfeit, right?
And Adam Pearson, I'm going to give you another team. The Balding Brothers.
Ricochet.
And Braun Strowman. And Ricochet. And
they move on to the
next round of the tournament.
I don't like this at all.
I don't either. It's weird. Like, he just threw these motherfuckers together.
Exactly. So, Kevin Owens talking about Woody.
And he gets confronted by the Usos.
Down at a building.
Adam Pearce is like,
fuck out of the building.
You keep.
If you guys do anything,
get the fuck out. Get out. So they.
Oh shit,
this is crazy. And then Jey Uso, before he gets in the car, goes, yo,
my dog,
you still in the area? I need you to do me a favor.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's bringing Sammy. And Bay Wide.
L. A. Knight.
Yeah.
He pretends to be great.
And then he talks.
Right. Shows up.
And is sitting there. And then you see Uncle Howdy. And they're preparing for. Whoop-de-woo. So then we get another tag team match in a tag tournament, which was fucking...
Yes.
Versus... This shit was so good. So fucking good.
I swear it actually hurt itself. Or saying Da Vinci, whatever.
Yeah, that's what I thought too, but he still finished the match with the powerbomb and they still beat Legado del Fantasma. So... Yeah. Versus the Balding Brother and the winner gets a shot at the tag team champions.
Yeah, cool. Also, I guess it works because like they
then we have had
kind of a few against the
Yeah, but I just
wanted
to go away though.
I agree.
So we get
meets up with
fucking Adam Pearce is like, yo,
I need you
to give me a match with Sonya.
Yes. He's like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, all right, whatever. So next week, match. So then we get the main event. The main event. This and all of a sudden
shows up. And Sammy shows up
and
Solo goes for the super kick.
Kevin moves. Sammy gets
Sammy's out.
Then Kevin and Solo keep fighting. Kevin starts beating the shit out of Solo. He fucks him up and he points a chair at Sammy.
Basically tells him,
you know I'm your family. And he walks off and Sammy's So now we go to the
Rumble.
That's all I can say.
So
it starts off with the pre-show because something big did happen on the pre-show that led to the main event. Because on the pre-show, we have Roman talking to Sammy. And the Usos, and he tells the Usos, you two, stay back here. You're with me. He's like,
oh, okay.
Fine. That's what Sammy said. Fine. So Sammy is going to be with Roman in the main event.
Interesting.
Very interesting. So we kick off the show with the Men's Royal Rumble.
This is great.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of things happen. For the second year in a row, Kofi Kingston fucks up his spot. Second year in a row. Holy shit. So,
I feel like he got Rock saved, though, but like, whatever.
I think both feet did hit the floor before he touched the chair, and it's still, they're like, nah, you hit.
I get it.
Because
I really want
him to, like, do better, but.
Yeah.
So, a couple things happen in this. We get Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar.
And Brock just goes on a fucking rampage and breaks a... That's one thing. Then we get the recreation And I was going to say this is so great, but I have to point this out. Melo and Ricochet did something similar in NXT, but Ricochet and Logan Paul were on both sides of the ring, and I literally said 5 seconds before it happens, that'd be funny if they just... And they...
taking a thing.
I was like, what the fuck? They did it! But that was so fucking awesome.
Right?
Edge...
and shit.
Yes. Edge came back. Edge came... the fucking...
Judgment Day. Fuck them up.
And so did Beth Phoenix. Because Rhea Ripley came out. So...
an elimination.
It's going to set up a Royal Rumble match. Seth Rollins got eliminated by... so...
podcast.
Since Logan Paul is going... who does Steve Austin go to? So... because I would have...
he's also Austin Theory. John Cena. So it's like,
that's... like, who the fuck is Stone Cold Russell?
Honestly, like, I can't think of anybody because, like... initially, like, actually John Cena. So, if John is in Theory, then... yeah. So, but Austin, like, I couldn't think of anybody. Like, and Logan Paul's facing fucking, what you call it? So, yeah, like, I couldn't think of one for Austin.
Yes. So,
next coming weeks.
So,
yeah.
Good.
Lasted all the way to number 30. Wound up being one of the last people in the ring.
With Cody Rhodes, beat the living shit out of Cody Rhodes. Who? And Cody Rhodes.
And
go.
It's the champion.
We called it. Fucking okay. Called it.
Yep. 100% called it. I want to say this is the first time number one and number 30 lasted last and like fought each other.
Yes, this was. So then we had the pitch. It wasn't a great match. It was very fucking entertaining, though. It was very fucking entertaining.
Yes, yes. I loved it. Like, I love these type of like cinematic-esque matches. Like, it was awesome. I loved it. I love gimmicks.
Yes, it was very... yeah, it was very entertaining. Because, like, I'm not, like, a super gimmicky person. But, it, like, it fucking made me go, no, this is actually kind of fun. Like, it's not bad. It's not bad.
Yeah. And the very second.
Bray wound up winning.
Yeah. Bray won by putting...
in the fucking
Sister Abigail. Then he beat the shit out of LA Knight. And Uncle Howdy jumped off of something onto LA Knight while the rest of the puppets watched on. It was very fucking freaky. Very freaky.
And at one point, Bray put on a mask, which we all assumed was the Fiend mask, but it was something totally different. I guess the new Fiend mask? But it was completely different.
So then we had Bianca versus
Alexa. This, it was there. It wasn't like a super.
It was there.
Bianca got the win, and then after the match, Alexa just started seeing visions, and everything was dark again.
So okay with, as long as they don't come back to the old gimmick.
Yes. To the Women's Rumble. And Liv and Rhea Ripley.
It's like, okay, cool.
Rhea was number one. Liv, they started out the match. The match was gone. And like,
and you're like, okay,
cool. Then one person returned. Asuka / Kana returned and was fucking awesome.
Yeah, fucking amazing. I loved it.
Yes. And we saw Roxy
in the Rumble.
And I literally was like, who the fuck is Roxy? Like, who the fuck is she? And I know people will be like, dude, you cover this every week. Like, what the fuck you mean, who the fuck is Roxy? No, you don't understand. She came into...
was wrestling on a whole entire another level than she wrestled. Was fucking turning it up. Where people was like, oh my God, who is that? And I'm like, dude, what the fuck is she... Like, she's...
down in NXT. Just like Solo Sokoa. It's like, how...
doing the bare minimum.
You come up to the main roster and it's like, no, I'm gonna fucking go off. It's like, what? Like, why are you not doing this every day? What the fuck?
Like, she did this crazy ass lucha spot that, like, a head scissor with a karate type of shit. Like, it's a basic lucha move, but I've never seen it from her. So it was fucking awesome.
It was so good.
Yeah.
Then we got Chelsea Green, who came, was gone. Literally,
she was the quickest woman eliminated in a women's match. It was crazy.
Which I think she holds the record for, like, quickest eliminated. Yeah.
Yes, she does.
We got Nia Jax
back, which nobody wants. Nobody wanted that.
What the fuck?
So,
three.
The last fucking three. Holy shit. So,
Rhea,
Asuka, Kana, and Liv. They, all three of them, wind up on the apron. And you're like, oh shit. Kana spits the mist. Gets lit in the face. Now Liv's blind. Rhea does a 619 to Kana's legs. Kana's out. Okay, what the fuck? Like, now, what? Okay, what the fuck now? What's happening now?
Can't see.
Liv can't fucking see. And Liv hits Rhea with a move. Skin a cat. And Liv is blindly trying to get Rhea out. And she finds her hands.
Hits him.
And then Rhea
pulls up,
grabs with her feet, throws Liv out. Liv's gone. Liv's gone.
Fuck off.
It was great. Yes. It was so great. It's
fucking awesome. I loved it.
So real quick. Yes.
Then we go to the fuck. I don't know how many times we have to say this. Story
beautiful each.
I don't know what to say about this. This is so fucking great.
Software.
Roman versus
just go.
And it got to the point where Kevin, a couple times, it looked like Kevin was going to win. Okay, Kevin's good. Kevin might win. Nope. Roman wins. Oh, Kevin might. Nope. Roman. So I was like, okay, all right. Fuck. All right. Okay. This is going good. The ref gets knocked out. Okay.
We see where this is going to go.
Okay, this. All right. We got it. We see where everything's going to go. Nope. That's not where it's going to go. Because Kevin hits the stunner. He has Roman laid out. No rep. So we get the ref. Right. Go down.
Right.
And then Roman comes back. And Roman
gets the win.
Fine. Roman gets the win. It's not a.
Not enough. Come down.
Sammy's there. But Roman's telling Sammy to watch. Sammy's like, all right, you're doing too much. Like, it's over. Just
let go.
Roman. It's like,
it's over. Like,
you don't have to do it. The Usos.
Super kick.
Come on, you don't have to do this. You don't have to do this. He's dead already. You don't have to do this. It's okay.
Please stop.
No. Roman, that's wise, man. Give me some cuffs.
Kevin. Reminiscent of?
Well, Tommy Dreamer and Raven. Just crucifixion. Mm-hmm. And it's so odd because...
Under rope.
Well, Heyman is the one who came up with that idea in ECW, so it's like, full circle.
Yeah.
Beat shit up.
Then beat him. And Sammy's like, all right, you made your point. Please stop. Just stop.
Stop.
And Roman has a chair and he's about to hit Kevin. He looks at Sammy. He's like, Where your family? He's like,
no, I can't do it.
I can't hit him. I can't hit Kevin. He doesn't. And Roman.
He said,
You're with us. He's like, you don't want to do this? Fine. They go back to doing that. But
you're with us.
We got you in this spot. So,
you do this.
And he looks at the Usos and he's like,
I don't know.
And he's seeing Kevin just destroyed. Sammy just grabs a chair. Roman has his back turned. And Sammy just hit. And the crowd fucking loses. Yes.
He turns. This is so good. Sammy turns
to Jimmy and Jay and goes, listen, he gave me no.
What's I supposed to do?
And Jimmy looks at him like, what do you mean? What are you supposed to do? He's like, what was I supposed to do? And Jay is in the corner. With his hands on his head, like, what the fuck? What do I do? He's like, what the fuck just happened? And all of a sudden, Jimmy just snaps it. Jimmy just starts beating his shit up.
Roman gets up.
And Roman, they just start beating the shit out of Sammy. Both of them.
Comes in.
Solo's just beating the shit. They just beat the
So
it's so good to the point where everybody in the arena just starts feeling, fuck you, wrong.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
It was so fucking good. And all of us.
Jay Uso.
They like, get him, Jay.
Nope.
And Jay.
He's like, I can't do this.
I can't do this. And leaves. Jey Uso leaves his brother and his cousins.
Just leave him.
Just leave him over Sammy. Because he believes in Sammy. He loves.
He agrees that this went too far.
And
Roman Solo
and Jimmy just beats the shit out of Sammy.
Solo
just leaves. And Renegades. exactly what I was thinking before I could get it out of my mouth.
Okay.
You see what I see. He just goes, you see what I see, right? I'm like, yeah. Yeah. So, Renegade, tell him what we see.
So, first of all, before I go into that, right? It's funny, the storytelling and whatever, right? Because, like, Jay was the initial one didn't want Sammy in this crew. He hated him. He said it from the beginning, like, I hated you, dog. So, and, like, Jimmy was the one who loved him. Like, they did had their whole handshake and all that. So, to see Jimmy attack Sammy and Jay basically not want anything to do with this, phenomenal fucking storytelling. Like, I love the whole thing. But, okay. Mm-hmm. So, Kevin's fucked up. He's handcuffed. Fucking Sammy's knocked out. And the only three attacking are fucking Jimmy, Solo, and Roman. So you're gonna have Roman, Solo, and Jimmy versus Kevin, Sammy, and get ready for this, Jay. Jay is gonna be on Sammy's like team. That's what we see.
But why did Jay? What was that signifying?
That is signifying what I predicted a long time ago. He's gonna get someone else, like to like handle Roman eventually. Like, I want to give a clue, like, you know, someone like would handle like be kind of electrifying, you know, kind of like be like the rock in this situation to hold everything down, you know, that.
And it was funny that, like, at the press conference, like, if you he's basically even
not happening. He basically like he
it was big, like it was really hard. Like the shit he was saying was like, nah, bitch, you can't get this anywhere else. You gotta have this.
Like, he
baited him to come back. Like, part. This wasn't. This is like bait.
This is daring
him to come back. Like, this is. Like, this was a put.
Basically, because he said, like, he can't come back because he's busy, but that's bullshit. Like, it's happening. It's happening, sweetheart.
Yeah. And I want to point out how good Cody is on the mic. Cody is really good. Like, he's like, he is the superstar of WWE. Like, he is the superstar. Yeah. That's more apparent than ever.
No, he's really fucking good on the mic.
Like, at these press conferences, to the point where I'm like,
didn't expect this.
Right? Like, so charismatic when it comes to these press conferences.
Yes.
And it is so weird. Like, I'll never get over this. I don't care. These press conferences, like, similar to AEW press conferences, it's weird to see.
It's like something that we
never would see from WWE, but now we're seeing it from WWE, and it's becoming more. What the fuck is happening? Like, this feels so weird to me. It's like, it's not supposed to happen, but it keeps happening. And it's like, is
it evolving?
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. And they're definitely evolving. Like, they're like, getting better. So.
Yeah, this is so, like, it's so weird because it's like, this is becoming like such normal that I'm like, I almost like for a second almost forgot that it was WWE, but then it's like, oh no, this is still WWE. But it's like, it's normal. It was like, even Cody mentioned like AEW, and it's like,
that caught me off guard.
You're not. Yeah, I was like, you're not supposed to get it.
It's.
Yeah.
nothing is changing. It's like, what the fuck is happening? I'm just at a loss for words at the press conference. Overall, like, even, like, some people have been saying, like, the show was mid, except for the last Aang. And even if you thought, like, some of the shit was mid, that
fucking broke you.
That angle broke you, and no one can literally say, oh, no, this...
It fucking broke you.
It fucking broke you because it was so good and so and done so right.
Like that Jey Uso twist, like, I don't know about you, I didn't see that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I saw a lot of the I didn't see that.
Yeah, I did not see.
I did not.
Yeah.
But this is, it just,
it feels good
to, like, have a storyline that just has been going on and it fucking works.
Yes.
And I'm so happy that, like, a lot of people pointed this out and, like, I agree, but, like, it's still leading to the situation eventually. It's like the Royal Rumble where everybody was like, oh, The Rock's coming back. The Rock's gonna be here. Even we said The Rock was gonna be there. Like, no, he's gonna be there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this ending was so good that it was like, okay, who gives a fuck about The Rock anymore? Like, this ending was so good.
Yeah.
And we already have stuff set up for February in the Elimination Chamber, which is going to be Sami versus Roman. And then after that, we move on to Cody versus...
fucking what's it called?
And it's like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Cody versus Roman, yeah, that makes sense. But at the same time, it's still like...
Rock says yes. Rock,
night two. Night one is Cody versus Roman for the title.
Yeah.
Like, I may be crazy, but, like, I feel like that's what's going to happen.
No, that sounds plausible.
But, yeah, like, that was... that was great. Like, that was fucking great.
Yes.
Yeah, so anything.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for the fucking road to WrestleMania. Next is Elimination Chamber, so it's gonna be a hell of a fucking ride judging by the fucking Royal Rumble. So, yes. Be ready.
So, but
if you want more updates on what's going to be happening in the Elimination Chamber and stuff, you should go to
Everything Enigma is where you should go, right?
Yeah, that's my YouTube channel.
Yeah,
like I basically,
yes,
your phone. Okay, so basically, I do simulations or whatever. And, like, yeah, like, you can see, like, the stuff on there.
So, last words.
That was one of the last words.
Okay.